Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
And so this morning, though, we're going to talk to Jessica, who is the principal of a school. Schools are especially challenged right now. Obviously, they're huge gathering places. And so Jessica has taken her school online. Mm-hmm. Jessica, are you there?
I am. I can barely hear you guys, though. So I bear with me. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Well, first of all, I am so fangirling right now, and I have been a fan of the show for so long. So thank you for calling me this morning. And we're remote. We're within hours of us announcing that we've closed. We've had lesson plans and activities ready to go for our families. I kind of predicted this would happen. So during the week when we were there, I was making mock lessons for the teachers. So that way, if we had to shut down, they had something to work with.
Do you want to say the name of the school, or is this, it's totally up to you?
It's St. Catherine's in Martinez. We are a very small school. We have 130 students, preschool through eighth grade.
That's
a tiny school. Yeah,
it's really tiny. We call it tiny but mighty. Mm-hmm. We have big hearts, and it's building enrollment slowly, one kid at a time and one family at a time. But we're located in Martinez. I don't know if you guys have ever been out there.
Sure. I think we actually most recently went to a wedding out in Martinez, didn't we? You guys have some wildlands out there.
Yes.
It's nice in Martinez. So, Jessica, yes, you guys are using like a social media. Are you on Zoom or something? How are you making your classes assemble?
Yeah, we use social media, Instagram and Facebook. I promote that frequently. We have a highlight on our Instagram about remote learning, and I've asked parents to send me clips, whether it's images, videos, and then we have a hashtag. And then we use Class Dojo, which is a free platform for our teachers, and we've been using that all year long. So kids can upload work through there. It's kind of like a Facebook, so I'm able to show and share class stories or school stories, and then teachers go ahead and have their individual class pages.
I see.
With all of our kids on there.
So,
and then we Zoom.
Zoom for the actual classes if they're having a meeting, because every school's doing this a little differently. Like I was looking at something, Vinny, you posted up a thing where all the kids are right there on the screen.
Yeah, it looks very Brady Bunch-ish, as there's a square with a photo, or sort of like what we're doing now on Facebook Messenger. But it's the teacher is looking at all of the faces of her class, and my kid's one of them. And these guys are just in kindergarten. But actually watching it is very funny, as you can hear one kid go, "Hi, Liam. Hi." And the teacher's like, "Oh, God." She's trying to.
Oh, gosh. You know what I say? It's 21st century skills at its finest. We have 6-year-olds who are using Zoom like professionals.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Well,
it is so crazy.
I actually, one of the reasons I was shouting out to teachers, well, I believe all the teachers are doing the best they possibly can, and these circumstances are difficult at best, but there are a lot of teachers who aren't super computer savvy, including the one, admittedly, the one that my kid has, and she's gotten with the program quickly.
Oh, we definitely, and it's been sharing instructions and video directions, and let's walk it through together. And now these teachers, now we're into week 3. So now they're getting pros at it, and mm-hmm. it's their jobs are high demand. My teachers are working overtime, just making sure that they have their videos all set up. And then they're pre-recording videos for lessons and direct instruction, because these guys are going.
So Jessica, are you working from home now, and you're coordinating all of this from your house with your family, or?
Yeah, so I am Zooming in through my emails or through my in my living room or in my kids' room. Sometimes I have to hide in there because I have 3 kids myself. So I have to find quiet spaces. And then I'm going into work in and out. But it's kind of nice just taking it slow and not having to rush into work.
Yeah, what were you saying yesterday, Vinny? Just pace yourself. You'll get to everything. You can't
Absolutely.
Do it all right this second.
It is not a marathon.
Right.
No.
No, wait. It is a marathon.
It is a marathon.
Okay.
Like, I hold think on. It's going to be one of those 100-mile runs. It's
going
yeah.
to be a
oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah.
It's an Ironman marathon.
But absolutely yeah, pace yourself so that you can stay busy. You know, I don't get to meet every person that listens to the show, but I do think of our family, this radio show, and our listeners as a family. And I feel this is a little bit of a jump off, Jessica, but I just feel like I know what it's like to be alone or be lonely. And I hope everyone out there is working with this free time on their mental resilience and finding ways, whether it's go out for a walk or however you can keep your spirits up. It's easy yep. to get down, and it takes a little effort to sort of turn that around. And I hope that you're all taking good care of yourselves.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad you said that, because really that's what my staff meetings are all about, is how are you taking care of yourself?
Right.
Kids and everything learning will happen. This is on you, but we have to really have some self-care,
mm-hmm.
Hobbies, really making sure that my teachers are taking care of themselves, and me too.
Jessica,
and making sure that we're connecting as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some people that you want to give a shout out to, say hi to some people?
I don't know who's listening today. My class dojo was down this morning, but I know I told my teacher, so I hope my teachers are listening. And I told a couple of parents, and I'm just so grateful that we have come together as a community. And really, the parents have been so supportive of this. And the hardest part is that, you know, we charge tuition. So we have to keep going, and we have to make sure that we're providing academic excellence during this time, otherwise to be sustainable. So.
Right.
It is a challenging time for all involved, and we know that families are losing jobs and cutting their hours, and so we have to be mindful of that and work together as a community. So I'm just so proud of our little school and what we're doing, because I think we're moving pretty fast, and we're working together doing this.
Jessica from St. Catherine's School in Martinez, they've gone remote learning preschool through eighth grade. Jessica, thanks for sharing your challenges and coming on the air with us today. Bryn is going to post you up at radioalice.com/hero.
That's
and
correct.
There'll actually be a link to the audio from this. So if you want to share this with parents or friends of yours that want to hear it, I think all the segments are up there. Jessica, nice talking with you this morning. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much. You guys are rock stars, and love you guys.
Yay. Thank you, Jessica.
All right, thanks, Jessica.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Talk to
Bye-bye.
You soon. Sarah and Vinny.